in the sun. And if I say I like it, the sailboat on the sea. Just look around and I'll be found anywhere that you might be. I rode the bus to old New York to follow you. I drove the car that doesn't work. I'll follow you. The sooner I can find a place in the sun. And if I say I like it, the sailboat on the sea. If I say I like it, the sailboat on the sea. I broke the bottles in the store to follow you. Left the money on the floor, I'll follow you. The sooner that I can find the place in the sun. Look around and I be found anywhere that you might be. It's the time to follow. I follow you. It is I took a ride. I follow you. The sooner that I can find.
Thank you, Eli, for pointing that out. Wait, what mic are you on? 4? I think you are too. Okay, sorry, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, hope it's working now. I pressed the wrong button. And now music is playing.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been a while. A week.
Yeah.
Am I still good?
I think mic 2 is still on. But all. Okay.
That's actually CD1.
Oh, awesome.
By the way, this is Maddie, and this is Pickled Beats.
Hey, I'm Eli.
Eli.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm well.
Me too.
It's nippy outside.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's so dry.
Yeah.
I had so many bloody noses over break.
Really? I've never had a bloody nose.
Really? I've known this, actually.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
This is Pickled Beats. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're back in the stew.
You're almost listening to Tulip Mania, if I may.
You know what? I should have logged it as Tulip Mania. Do you think it still exists?
No, I don't think so.
Did they get rid of him?
I think so.
This is a Tulip Mania reunion.
This time a year ago. I know. Yeah, there's a Snoopy live in studio. Or not live. It's a post-it note drawing.
Oh, he's live.
Yeah.
He's saying keep it Joe Cool. And freeform.
That's cool.
So we're doing a spiral today.
Yeah.
We're a game of catch where... Every time we throw the ball, it's a different ball.
Yeah, but it's based on the first ball.
But it's based on the first ball. The ball that came before.
Yeah.
It's a similar ball.
Absolutely. It's like variations.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I started off with Follow You by Arthur Russell. Eli and I were talking about Arthur Russell last week.
This is also off of the same album that we started our first spiral
with. That's also what I thought of.
Yeah.
The Barefoot in New York.
Barefoot
what a great
in New York.
Song.
I know.
That was part of it too.
Yeah, this one's great. I hadn't heard it before,
it
I'll be honest. I've been meaning to circle back to this album.
I was doing that last week.
Good.
When you sent me that really sad song called Eli.
Yeah, don't listen if
don't
your name
listen.
Is Eli. And also just maybe don't listen. It's really intense.
Tearjerker.
It's about a dog, but I think it's about me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Arthur Russell harmonies are really nice.
No, it's beautiful.
Sad, like heartbreaking.
It's devastating.
For some reason.
Yeah.
So where did you take that, Eli?
Where did I take that? So I was hearing some elements of a certain Grateful Dead song, and I couldn't place it for about 15 minutes.
Cool.
And then I placed it, and it was Box of Rain, which I think you might have heard a little bit of a snippet of.
Just a second ago.
Yeah. I found this song I'll be honest, from Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, I was so close to doing Bad Reputation for the next song, but I didn't.
I don't know. We broke out of that pretty quickly, I guess. But great show, great song.
So true.
I can only ever think of the principal reciting the lyrics.
Me too.
Like, in spoken word.
Yeah.
And he's awesome.
I didn't know this Grateful Dead song before I watched Freaks and Geeks.
No, I knew who they were, but I didn't know that I would like it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's beautiful.
And I love this song.
Should we hear it?
I think we should hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
so free. I don't know who put it there. Believe it if you need it, or need it if you dare. And it's just a box of rain or a ribbon for your hair. Such a long, long time to be gone, and a short time to be there.
Okay, that was Box of Rain by the Grateful Dead. Perfect band name for this Thanksgiving week. Call them the Thankful Dead.
That's
love that song.
That's pretty strong.
So I woke up this morning and saw that you had put that. I read your text in the middle of the night when you said, like, Europe.
Uh-huh.
But, like, for Europe, it was my turn to add. And I was so confused.
Nice.
I was like half asleep. I went back to sleep, okay. Like trying to figure out what it meant. And then I woke up.
Wait, did the text wake you up?
No, I just had woken up.
Okay.
Read my phone. It said Europe. And I was so confused. Went back to sleep. Puzzled it out.
Little did you know it was a pun.
Woke up in the morning having known what it was. So yeah. I cannot understand plays on words when I'm sleeping.
Well, that makes sense. What hour was it? Four?
Only like 11:30.
Oh,
wait. No, when did you write it? Like after that.
We can pull up red receipts.
Give it to me.
Okay, let's see.
No, it was later than that. I think I went to sleep at 12:30 a.m.
And I don't know if I can view what time you emphasized it, but...
It was in the morning.
Yeah.
So I woke up and I figured out what Europe meant. And it meant that I was up.
You were already asleep for a considerable
like
amount of time? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't get to bed in the p.m. over break.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I only got to bed in the p.m. over break.
Good
it
for
was
you.
Really nice.
Good for you.
Anyway... I asked my dad, who's a big Grateful Dead fan, what I should play off of that.
Yeah.
And then my mom was also there because it was Thanksgiving break. And she was like, you never play anything that I suggest. So.
Oh, jeez.
So I did. And that was Here Comes... Or that will be, actually. Mm-hmm. Here Comes the Rain Again by the Eurythmics. She wanted an 80s highlight, and we get a lot of those.
We're going to get there if we don't get there
in
now.
This EP.
Yeah.
So, do you know the song?
I don't, but I also recognize it a little bit.
Yeah. But Eurythmics are cool, and they have a great name.
Yeah, that is awesome. I wouldn't really know how to say that, actually, I don't think. No, I would.
It's like you're up.
Because, like, what else would I say?
Eurythmic.
Yeah. Eurythmic. Oh, thank you.
Yes, you are. Anyway, that's the long story.
Yeah.
To how I arrived here. And the connection is that it's rain-themed.
Right. Yeah.
Actually.
Shall we?
Let's. What a rhythmic song.
Indeed.
That was Here Comes the Rain Again, remastered by the Eurythmics.
It has both of our mothers' approvals.
Mothers'. Shout out to mothers.
Hi.
Hey. That was a hit.
That was a bop.
I was moving my neck.
Yeah.
You know?
It really reminded me of, like, DS sound effects.
Yeah.
I was
like
trying
a game.
Yeah. Like, or like you're in a menu and you select something in like Mario Kart.
And then it kind of like changes screens.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. But that's not really a
song.
And
that's a good thing.
So I couldn't choose that.
So where did you go from here, Eli?
At the very beginning of the song you just played, I said, wait, you're playing the wrong song. Because it reminds me so vividly of this Jockstrap song, which is maybe actually, it's not like that much of a departure. It is. But
it's a turn.
Yeah. It's definitely influenced by this kind of music, too.
I feel like it is.
But then it's, like, very different.
Yeah. I really thought this was cool.
Yeah. This album is, like, really just every song is, like, a trip.
Yeah.
And, like, has different parts and it's, like, different genres and stuff.
Cool.
This is Concrete Over Water by Jockstrap.
From the album I Love You, Jennifer B. I
like
the title. I
think that's
really
good.
All right. Here it is.
I live in the city. The tower's blue and the sky is black. I feel the night I sit, it's on my back, on my back. Makes me cry. This European air, I swear it does. Randomly, I'm grateful for the night. Solemn night walker, two-hour telephone talker. It's you.
Light and dark at once. never lonely in holy metronome. So dazzlingly dark because if it's bright, and truth is good and God is light. The space behind the sky on which the darkness depends on.
Well, that was cool.
Yeah, so...
That was sort of Lynchian.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's... I should say that we were just talking about David Lynch.
Yeah, sorry.
So that wasn't random.
No.
Yeah.
I could have... I would just say that, too.
But I think he would reserve it for a different...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medium.
Yeah.
Concrete over water.
Yeah.
Jockstrap.
Yeah.
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 So then I heard that. And I thought, what else goes over water? A bridge.
Bridge over
and
water.
What kind of water might that be?
Sometimes it's like smooth sailing water.
Sometimes it is. Other times, troubled.
Troubled.
I love this song, this upcoming song, which I'm sure our listeners have pieced together.
I think I sang it in my choir.
I was going to say, I think it was when I graduated high school, the chorus sang this.
Yeah, congratulations.
Great graduation.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Congrats to you too.
Yeah.
On that high school grad.
Thanks.
Did you guys have anything?
We had a drive-through. Yeah. Pick up your diploma and gown and cap.
And cap.
And we had a Zoom that was hosted on YouTube Live. And then taken down because they played Pomp and Circumstance.
Pomp and Circumstance is copyrighted?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. And
that's
crazy. And then my friend Rocco's dad put it on his Twitch channel.
Oh, good.
So
everyone got to see
My family got the Twitch link.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
What about you?
We had a drive-by thing on our graduation day.
Okay.
And then we did a later graduation in July.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That was socially distanced. But we were only, everyone could only invite two people.
Yeah.
So my sister, stood in the back.
That's awesome.
With, other people.
That's really nice.
Yeah, but it was good.
My parents and parents of four other families in my neighborhood, other families, organized, a backyard thing, because there were five or four of us graduating.
Yeah.
And so, like, we did our version of that. Yeah, it was really nice. And we've been doing that every year since
for,
like,
the
people that have been graduating. Even though COVID.
Charlie, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
And they're trying to figure out if we should keep doing it. Because, like, I think the last round of high schoolers are graduating this year.
Yeah.
But, like, we're... the other people who graduated the first time are now graduating from college. And we're like, let's not keep it going for four more years.
Just for fun.
But that means we all have to...
come back, like, all the time. Yeah. It's cute, though.
But it's lovely. Yeah. The Franklin Hills Pub Trivia Graduation Group.
Say again?
The Franklin Hills Pub Trivia Graduation Group. Because we did Pub Trivia over Zoom.
That's sort of like a bridge over troubled water.
Hey, that's a segue.
Right?
That really is.
Okay, here it is.
Bye.
Oops, I cut it off a little early.
That's okay.
What a song.
What a song indeed.
I love that one.
Yeah. Sail on, silver.
We should have popped in for the harmony.
I didn't get four part.
Sail on. Yeah, go ahead.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That was a relevant one.
Yeah.
Familially.
Yeah. We've talked about mothers. We talked about families.
We talked about dads a minute ago.
Slightly.
Yeah.
On air?
Off.
Yeah.
Well, so, now on.
Exactly. Off and
okay.
on.
Okay. I have a short segment.
I'm really excited.
Okay. Okay. So based on previous segments that Eli has done for previous shows.
Oz and Ends. Check
Oz
it out.
Oz and Ends. And
Thursdays at 10 p.m.
Pickled Beats.
Pickled Beats.
Our usual listener said that four people was too many to have in the studio. That's, like, sorry, I had fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's different as a listener.
Yeah.
You had to have been there. Sorry.
You had to have been there.
Yeah.
So this is a guessing game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you four song titles.
Okay.
Three of them were written by the Scottish indie band Bell and Sebastian.
Oh, awesome.
One of them was written by me.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the first one is For the Price of a Cup of Tea.
Okay.
The next one, Garden Variety Bummer.
Whoa. Okay.
The next one, I Can See Your Future.
Okay.
And the fourth one, Funny Little Frog.
Okay. I'm pretty confident that the first one is real.
Okay, that was For the Price of a Cup of Tea.
Say the second one again.
Second one is Garden Variety Bummer.
That seems like too out of left field for you to write. You know?
Okay.
Give me three and four.
Three and four. Number three, I Can See Your Future. Number okay. four, Funny Little Frog.
I feel like Funny Little Frog.
Is oh, the non?
No, no. I think that's real.
Okay.
I Can See Your Future is like totally a title that they would have.
Yes, it is.
I'm gonna guess it's that one.
Is real or fake?
It's fake.
It's actually Garden Variety Bummer.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That one's, that's really good.
Stumped him.
Cause like that's one that I would be like, okay, like that's on one of the albums I haven't listened to.
Right. But or like, did you know any of those?
I knew the first one.
Okay.
For the Price of a Cup of Tea. And I Can See Your Future is like so exactly like another thing that I'm thinking of, but I can't place.
Okay.
So I was like, maybe it's like you're riffing off of that.
Right. That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
Garden Variety Bummer. The one I had first draft was Bookshelf Amateur, but I thought that was too
isn't
on the nose. They have a lot of book themed
songs. Yeah. Wrapped up in books.
Exactly.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Garden Variety Bummer. It's a really good
okay,
title.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was it, everyone.
I liked that.
I gotta go listen to Funny Little Frog now.
Yeah, wait, what album is that from? Do you know?
Because
I was thinking there's one that's like, no, I don't even know what it's called. Some animal, oh, Animal March or something?
From The Life Pursuit, which is the one that has Dress Up and You on it.
Yeah, the green one?
The black and blue one.
Black and blue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Around to see it.
Wait, that's green.
That's not green. It's like gray. It's black and white.
But the text that is text in is color is like cyan.
Could say turquoise.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Great.
I tried to pick ones that I didn't know.
I like that a lot. That was well done.
Yes.
I applaud
thanks.
You.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, next song.
Yeah.
That was Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Okay.
Where'd you take that, Eli?
Where did I take that? Let's open my Spotify. I'm stalling. Okay. I immediately thought of this Style Council song called My Ever-Changing Moods. Shout out to my mom for showing me this album.
Shout out!
But then I was like, let's not just do another slow piano song, even though it's great.
It was really good. I had a hard time picking.
And then I was scrolling through, maybe they have another version, a live version, which they do. But then they have like a whole, I don't even know what to call it. It's not even like edited, it's just a different genre entirely.
Yeah.
Much more 80s forward. I don't know, what would you describe? I guess we can just let it play.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, like about three times the tempo.
Yeah.
Just as good, very different.
Yeah.
So this is My Ever-Changing Moods single version by the Style Council.
Here it is. In the City by The Jam.
Yep.
Was that last song. And that was because
Paul Weller,
past member of the Style Council.
Paul Weller.
anyway.
Excuse me.
Was in The Jam. He actually broke up The Jam.
The peak of their success. 1982, I want to say.
According to Wikipedia.
Paul Weller's about page on Spotify.
Oh, really?
Just blasts him.
Wait, not even Wikipedia.
No.
That's out there.
Well,
for
I haven't
to
checked
see.
Wikipedia. But.
Yeah, The Jam, that song came out in 77. The Style Council in 82, I believe. My mom also liked the Style Council song. So
yeah.
Shout out to moms
yes.
who grew up in the 80s.
Shout out to moms.
Okay, next song is XTC.
When You're Near Me, I
have difficulty. Do you want, was it just like a similar sound vibe?
Yeah.
Anything more to say?
I was between this and another song on the album, and then going back through the album, I realized that the song I was looking for just like doesn't seem to exist.
Oh, okay.
Like my recollection of one of the songs is very different. But this one's similar enough.
Sweet.
And I like that I had difficulty saying that at the title.
When, cause yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Difficulty sleeping. my mouth disappears. When you come around, everything else vanishes. Birds have no heads. When you come around, everything loses its legs. When you come around, around, around. On the news at night, they talk about the abnormality. They interview the people who are authorities. Most are intrigued, some don't care. When you come around, when you are near, I feel so far away from the person. Disappear. When you come around, everything else vanishes. The sunlight swims away when you come around, and even darkness won't stay when you come around, 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 around.
Well, that was Everything Disappears When You Come Around by Of Montreal. I love that song.
I love that song.
And that's because When You're Near Me, I Have Difficulty was the one before. So then Everything Disappears When You Come
that's
Around.
That's really
was
nice.
The, was the play on that. Okay, we don't have a lot of time. I want to hear the last two.
I also did a play on the title, which was Everything Disappears When You Come Around, Here Comes My Baby.
Sweet.
Yola Tango song that I finally listened to this whole album today. This is their first album.
Yeah.
It's
also
great.
It's called Fake Book.
Yeah, I know.
And it was released in 1990.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It's really good.
Ahead of their time.
I wonder if it has anything to do with like the jazz fake books. Which
what's that?
Well, there's like the real book, which has all this. This is not important.
I know that.
Which is like the whatever charts of all the like standards. Yeah. And then there's a bunch of fake books, which are like, I think, less standardized, but also like just as regarded.
That is so interesting. And there's like
covers
on
it
too, so maybe it is sort of a play.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Okay, let's hear it. Here Comes My Baby.
Yep, here it comes.
All right. Sorry to the caller. I didn't mean to hang up on you.
Yeah.
I need to work on my phone picking up.
Well, we're running low on time.
We are running low on time. And by the way, I will take your call during the next song. The yes. last song, because this is Pickled Beats, and this is Maddie.
I'm Eli.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. This
Thanks
was really fun.
Thanks for coming on.
A blast from
I
the past.
Great time. Tulip Mania reunion.
Yeah.
So, to end the show, we're going to play a beautiful song by John Cale called Andalusia. And I picked it because Yola Tango has a cover of it on the same album from the song we just played. So, here it is.
Bye, guys.
Have a great night.
Andalusia, when can I see you? When it is snowing out again, Farmer John wants you louder and softer, closer and nearer than again, needing you, taking you. I couldn't persuade you, or wait till tomorrow.